of the tower way up there. You got your rings and your bangles of gold. You got your fairy tale the way it got told. You, yeah, 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 yeah. How you doing? How you doing? When's enough enough for you? How you doing? How you doing? 'Cause my heart's been busted in two.
Down, James. I found it. I found it. Don't you worry. Stereophonic, seems like you don't know me on Radio X. Toby Tarrant here, in for Chris Moyles for one day only. And so it's not every day I get to peek inside Dominic Byrne's sack, but here we are.
It's an unusual sack today.
Is it?
It's a one-item sack.
Okay.
There's only one in the sack.
Okay.
And that item...
Like Hitler?
Yeah. That item... A bit like Hitler.
There's only one in the sack.
And that item is for you, Toby.
Is it?
Yes.
Didn't think we'd be talking about Hitler during the letter speech, I'll be honest with you.
Actually, did he have... No,
did he
have one or three? I could never remember if he had an extra one.
No, he had
one.
Yeah.
There was a song that told
there
us.
There is a song. I'm talking about the Albert Hall.
Yeah.
Hey, it doesn't matter.
The more I hear about this guy, the more I don't like him.
Yeah, exactly.
Continue. Toby, this is for you.
Okay.
From?
Oh, my mate. Oh, this is very exciting. Oh, yes. The unmistakable logo of Pretty Green.
Yes.
I love Pretty Green. Morning, Pretty Green. Love you. They listen to Radio X. I'll be honest. I'd be raging if Pretty Green didn't listen to Radio.
Well, exactly right.
I'd say we're not hitting our target audience.
Yeah.
Let me tell you once that I was about to go into a meeting with our boss to do what's called in the biz a snoop.
Right. Where,
and they're horrible. I don't really have to do them as much anymore.
So what happens in a snoop?
So when you first start out, you'd have to do a lot of them like once a month. You sit down with your boss and you basically listen back to old links and he goes, you know, he says things like, you're talking about willies a lot.
You mentioned Hitler during the letter.
Judgy, maybe we should snoop more often, yeah. Come to think of it. Actually, true story, I once went into it and... Because I don't mind. I actually, they're quite useful. It's just the fact that I hate listening to myself back.
Right.
Some people hate listening while it's happening. But so anyway, once we sat down, he got his laptop out and he goes, should we just listen to today's show? And I went, yeah, fine. And I swear to God, it was like a comedy sketch. We both burst out laughing. He just started fast forwarding through the show. And every time it stopped, I basically went, beaver, Willy. Horse, just saying the stupidest words. Pumpkin patch. I was like, what? He was like, what were you doing today? I was like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
What have you got? What have they sent you to?
Oh, sorry. Oh, anyway, sorry, I never finished my story.
Oh, yeah, sorry, go on.
So I was saying about how Prissy Green really should be listening to Radio X.
Absolutely.
So I was walking into my meeting once ago and have a snoop with my boss, and Johnny Vaughan comes into the office, and me and our boss Devo are going into the room, and he goes, where are you going? What are you doing? What's happening in there? Why are you going to a meeting? Because Johnny needs to know everything that's happening.
Yes, yeah.
And I said, I've got a meeting with Devo. He's like, what about? What are you talking about? And I was like, I've got a snoop. And he goes, a snoop? He goes to Devo, he goes, are you snooping Toby? He goes, you can't snoop Toby. He's the listener. and Devo was like, what? And he goes, we should be getting advice from him. That's like, he's the whole guy we're trying to get listening to this station. I went, cheers, Johnny. Thanks, mate. He's always got my back on, Johnny.
Got your back, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, now. Comes with a letter. All right. Thank you, thank you, thank you. No, I thought it might say, Toby, you're a loved customer.
The delivery receipt.
We love the show. Just the delivery receipt.
Yeah.
There we go.
Less Hitler, please.
Oh, no.
Love Pretty Green.
Oh.
What have you got?
Now, this is a bit of me, this. So, how do you feel about this?
Let's have a look.
It is a... polo shirt.
Now, this is awkward.
What?
So, was it yesterday?
What?
Or was it Wednesday?
Wednesday or yesterday?
Chris was sent something from Pretty Green.
Did he choose the same thing?
It's exactly the same thing.
You're kidding
me.
Can
you please wear them on the same day?
Oh, now.
Now, he had a bowling... Tiff said it looked like a bowling top.
I got that as well.
Yes, so he's not allowed to wear that. So Tiff has said he's not allowed to wear
it. Oh, Tiff doesn't like it.
No.
Yeah, thanks, Tiff.
So you can wear that. There's no clash there, as in the bowling one.
Yeah. Oh, that's my Tony Soprano shirt.
But with this one, now, it is exactly what they've sent Chris.
Do you know how this happens as well?
No.
So... Chris will be gutted about this. They send you, they're very kindly, Pretty Green, get in touch and go, hi guys, we've got a new range of things coming out. Here's like 20 odd items.
Yeah.
Pick a couple that you like.
Yeah.
So me and Chris have picked the exact same two.
Right.
Oh,
it's nice, isn't it?
It's so nice. I was thinking for golf.
Yeah, perfect.
Oh, but now I can't ever wear it at the same day as Chris.
Well, or he could wear it one morning. We'll know he's wearing it.
We'll text you.
We'll text you.
Yes.
And you'll be in by 10 a.m.
That is so much more simple than the way I was thinking.
What are you going
to
do?
I was about to say, does Chris lay out what he's going to wear tomorrow the night before?
Ah, right.
In which case, I'll message Tiff and get... Yeah. But that makes way more sense.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What Captain said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
We'll message you one morning if he wears it to work.
Okay, so when he wears that next...
And colour of jeans and trainers.
Yes. Yeah,
we'll do the whole shebang.
Oh, because Chris hates the clothes I wear. So if he finds out that we're wearing... Oh, look, James just put a photo of him putting it on.
There he is. Was this yesterday, James, or Wednesday?
Yesterday.
Oh, that is excellent.
Yeah.
I reckon he's going to wear that soon.
Yeah, it looks great, actually. They're nice and fitted, aren't they?
I love it. Well, thank you very much, Pretty Green. Okay, yeah, next time he walks into work wearing that, just message me immediately,
absolutely.
Okay? Thank you very much. That's a much better idea than waiting for Tiff to spy on him. Friday morning, 30th of May. Got an hour of music coming up from 9 o'clock, which I'm very, very excited about. A game of Sticky Twisty to look forward to. A couple of news stories. And I still haven't even opened the Daily Star. Can you imagine how good this show is going to get when I open the Daily Star? 7:39, Black Rebel Motorcycle Club. Spread your love on Radio X. Spread my love like a fever. Motorcycle Club. Spread your love on Radio X. Friday morning, 7:42. Hope you're having the most magnificent of weeks so far. If you just joined us, we were talking about the fact that Hitler only had one testicle.
That's not the takeaway from today's show.
No. Oh, and thanks, Pretty Green.
Yeah, Pretty Green for sending me a lovely T-shirt. Yeah.
Time for the ads, you know.
Yeah. Really? Craig says, a boy in our school had free balls. His nickname was E.T., the extra testicle.
Oh, great.
The Chris Miles Show. With Toby Tarrant. Radio X.
With the new all-electric Škoda Elroq. Jump in. Book a test drive now.
It was just another day. A familiar drive through familiar country. But then, just around the corner, came the unexpected. He'd let his speed creep a little too high as he approached a bend. And he was no longer driving at the right speed for the road. The scary thing is, he didn't even realize. Driving even a little too fast for the situation is a major cause of collisions, especially on country roads where you don't know what's around the corner. Think. Don't let your speed creep.
This summer, breeze past the price cap with E.ON Next. Our next pledge tariff guarantees to keep your energy prices below the cap. So whether the cap goes up or down, you're still winning. Stay one step ahead of the cap and save with Next Pledge from E.ON Next. Switching is easy. Visit eonnext.com/save. Next Pledge is a 12-month fixed-term tariff. Rates adjusted quarterly to stay below Ofgem's price cap. Your bill depends on usage. T's and C's apply.
At Wren, we design kitchens to your budget, not ours. With up to 60% off fully built kitchen units and up to 7 years interest-free credit. Plus, in our spring sale, get an AEG dishwasher for just $149. The Great Renovation. Visit your nearest Wren showroom. Offers apply when you buy five or more units. Offer ends the 4th of June. One per customer. Finance subject to status and minimum spend.
What's your possible? The vision only you can make happen. Whatever the size of your business, accelerate your growth with the Intuit QuickBooks AI-powered platform. Power your possible with the number one recommended cloud accounting software, Intuit QuickBooks. Based on a survey of 506 UK accounting professionals. Verify at quickbooks.co.uk/verify.
The Škoda SUV showcase event is now on, featuring the Škoda Kamiq, Karoq and Kodiaq. Three confident SUVs, all crammed with character, created with commitment. Carefully crafted for curbs, the country and carrying kids to karate. And now with £500 off Kamiq and £1,000 off Karoq and Kodiaq. Come quickly to a Škoda retailer between the 19th of May and the 9th of June for a closer look. Customers saving including VAT applied to on-the-road price on retail invoice. Retail customers only. Offer cannot be claimed retrospectively. T's and C's apply. Participating retailers only.
It's the summer of loving, long days, warm nights and all things that sizzle. Like M&S best ever cherrywood smoked pork shoulder posh dogs, 100% British beef smashed burgers and hot and smoky Nduja king prawn skewers. Stop it, M&S. You'll have to pry me away from the barbecue with a spatula. This is not just food. This is summer-loving M&S food. Subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Radio X Oasis.
Curated shows, live tracks, B-sides and rare archive recordings.
Warm up for the biggest reunion of all time. With a dedicated station.
Yeah, you got that one right.
Non-stop supersonic anthems are playing now.
On Radio X Oasis.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker. Radio X.
Oasis. Radio X.
The Chris Miles Show.
The Chris Miles Show with Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
Welcome to the DCC at 10 to 8 on your Friday morning. Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles for one day only, but very nice to be here. And hope you've had a brilliant week and looking forward to your weekend. Hope you're having a better week than Haribo are having.
Oh, really? Why?
Did you hear about this?
No, what's happened to Haribo?
So Haribo have had to urgently recall some sweets after it turned out they contained cannabis.
Whoa.
I know.
Wowzers.
Apparently, it made lots of people feel a bit unwell. And so they've had to recall them. Apparently, both adults and children felt sick after eating Happy Cola Fizz.
Wow. Gosh.
I just like the image of just a parent going, I gave my five-year-old some Haribo earlier. Yeah. He's been listening to Bob Marley all day. He's eaten seven bowls of cereal. I don't know what's got into him.
Those Haribo adverts are brilliant, aren't they, with the kids getting...
Now, if you were stoned...
Have you got the munchies?
But if you were stoned, you'd be freaking out. Is everybody else seeing this?
Yeah.
It looks a lot like those adults are talking like babies.
Wow.
I know.
How does that happen?
I gave my five-year-old some Haribo earlier. He's watched Anchorman four times today, and he's laughing more every time. you shouldn't worry, because they'll be right now, there'll be people going, Toby, where can I get these Haribo, just so I know how to avoid them?
Yeah, exactly.
It's in the Netherlands, of course.
Oh, right, okay.
That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'd imagine in the Netherlands, cannabis is in everything. I'm amazed they've recalled them. I'd imagine you could look up just about any dish.
Yeah.
And they go, oh, traces of cannabis in this prawn puree. anyway, don't worry. It's safe to eat Haribo unless you're listening in the Netherlands, in which case, cannabis-laced Haribo is the least of your worries. This is Mumford & Sons, Rushmere on Radio X.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams under street light spells, a truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself.
Rushmere on Radio X Friday morning. We were just, it's a bit of a long tangent, but we were talking about Marcus Mumford, Carey Mulligan, Tim Key was in the other day.
Yes.
The film, The Ballad of Wallace Island, I think is out today.
It's today, yeah.
And you've seen it.
It's like I'm doing unofficial PR for it. I'm just telling everybody to go and watch it. Honestly, it's one of the best films I've seen for ages. It's great.
As soon as I saw the trailer for it a few months ago, I thought, that looks brilliant.
Yeah.
Love Tim Key. Love Carey Mulligan. Yeah. And it's the other guy, the guy from Afterlife,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Tom Basden. Yeah.
That's the one. Good knowledge.
Yeah.
Good knowledge. And then I reckon you'd get two on Pointless if there was a picture of him and you had to name him. You've done very well there, Captain.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And I remember Jenny Faulkner once was an answer on Pointless.
Right.
And I sent her a photo going, you've made it. You're an answer on Pointless. And then it got like four. And I thought, Jenny Faulkner? That's bad.
If you are a pitcher on Pointless, you want to be like 92 or something, don't you?
Really? Yeah.
Yeah. You want to be, you know, properly popular.
Yeah, exactly. Although, who do they ask on Pointless?
Yeah.
Because sometimes it will show like a zebra and then go Z-A. And someone will go, I don't know, got 91? I'm like, 9%. Couldn't name that was a zebra.
Yeah.
So Jenny Faulkner, I wouldn't worry about it too much. No. They can't even name a zebra when they get half the letters. But yeah, The Ballad of Wallace Island, it's out in the cinemas today, so I'm desperate to see that.
I
need to see Mission Impossible.
Yes, very different films.
Yeah. Well, last time I was in the cinema, I went to see Final Destination Bloodlines.
Ah.
It was brilliant.
Was it?
Oh, me and my sister went... Correct. My sister and I love the Final Destination films.
Right.
So much. Because ever since we were kids... Probably explains a lot. And so we went together to go and see the cinema, and it was great. And not as good as Final Destination, the third one.
Right.
On DVD.
Yeah.
Where you could choose how the person died.
I love that.
Yeah.
That's great.
I was probably about, I don't know, 14.
That's good.
Just choosing whether they fall into the blender or die in the sunbed, you know. Yeah.
It does explain
a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Now, it's nearly 8 o'clock, and on the way after 8 o'clock, I have got something very exciting to tell you about.
The Chris Miles Show. With Toby Tarrant.
Radio X.
With the new all-electric Skoda Enyaq. With a spacious and flexible interior.
Pension Bee helps Ritimi feel more in control of his pension.
It feels very good to take control of my pension, and now it's something that I can have in the palm of my hand. Pension Bee benefits me as a self-employed saver because it enables me to build my wealth, but also more specific things like the tax savings that you get from saving into a pension as well.
At Pension Bee, we believe that when your pension is in a good place, you're in a good place. Download the app or go to pensionbee.com and be pension confident. When investing, your capital is at risk.
At Halfords, we want you to say yes to packing more into summer days with a great value roof box or bike rack. Say yes to freewheeling fun with bikes and gear for all the family. Say yes to a perfectly polished car with our range of car cleaning products. And say yes to easy breezy trips with a free aircon check. Our experts are on hand with checks, advice and fitting. So pop into your local store or shop online and say yes to summer at Halfords. Subject to availability, see halfords.com for full T's and C's.
New Aqua Una Primer is made by us, Dulux Trade.
And approved by professional painters like me and you.
It's made to get a grip on all major surfaces.
From wood to metal, tiles to UPVC, inside or out, this stuff sticks.
And it's made to be recoat ready in 60 minutes.
So we can get the job done.
Dulux Trade Aqua Una Primer. It's made by us.
And approved by you. And me.
Claim your free Aqua Una Primer sample today at participating merchants while stocks last.
Today's another busy one in the Thing household. Mum's mowing the lawn. Dad's cooking tea. Ash is upstairs spinning tunes. And the twins are on a mission. Luckily, the Things are beating the price cap with a cheaper fixed tariff from British Gas. So, the twins can keep making sure the galaxy stays safe. Search British Gas tariffs. British Gas. Taking care of things. Eligibility and T's and C's apply. To verify, visit britishgas.co.uk/verify.
Already daydreaming about that wave of hot air as you step off the plane? EasyJet has flights from just £30 one way to over 130 holiday hotspots and hidden gems. It's time to get your summer on. Book now at easyjet.com. Get out there. Selected flights June to September. Limited availability. T's and C's apply.
Radio X. News update next.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £185 million.
I think that deserves a whoop whoop. Thank you, faraway person. Get in tonight's Euro Millions draw. Play on app.
Subject to currency fluctuations, the jackpot is capped at 250 million euros. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
On your radio, on Global Player and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X. News.
Friday morning, just after 8 o'clock, Toby Tarrant in for Chris Moyles. Just for this morning, this is the latest from Dominic Byrne.
From Global's newsroom, a 53-year-old man will appear in court later, accused of driving a car into a crowd at Liverpool's trophy parade. 79 people were injured on Monday evening. Seven of those are still in hospital. Our reporter Chris Chambers has more on this.
Paul Doyle is facing seven charges in total, one of dangerous driving, then the others relate to injuries sustained by six people at the scene. They are GBH, GBH with intent, and wounding with intent. The police have said he could still face further charges, though, but these are the charges he will face in court today.
In other news this morning, Radio X has found children as young as 14 are thought to be selling knives to others on apps like Snapchat. Retailers are banned from selling to the under-18s, but police say young people are using social media to get around the laws. Snapchat say it's against their rules, and they do remove content if they find it. Donald Trump has been told he can carry on with his trade tariffs for now. An appeals court is allowing it after a trade court had moved to block the plans. There'll be another hearing over it next week. And there's a new Banksy, but we don't know where it is. It's an image of a lighthouse with the words, "I want to be what you saw in me," and it's been posted on Instagram. It's not clear where it's been done, though. Some people are saying it could be in Marseille in the south of France.
Right.
Sport.
But we don't know. Luke Littler fell short in his bid to become just the third person to retain the Premier League darts title. He was beaten 11-8 by the world number one Luke Humphreys last night at the O2. The 18-year-old spoke to Sky Sports News afterwards.
Glad to say it's over. It's been a tough 17 weeks. But yeah, I'm very happy to. It's over. Came runner-up. But yeah, I'll be back next year.
Jack Draper's through to the third round of the French Open tennis. He beat Gael Monfils in a four-set thriller at Roland Garros last night. And the Lionesses are back in action this evening, but without their keeper, Mary Earps. She announced her retirement from international football earlier this week. England will face Portugal in the Nations League at Wembley later.
Weather.
With eBay. From brake pads to engine oil, get your vehicle MOT ready.
Bit of a cloudy start for much of the UK, but then some sunshine later, especially for the southeast. Temperatures up to 25 degrees today. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Dominic Byrne.
Yes, I've got a new painting. Oh, Banksy's got a new painting. Oh.
So there it is. Look, we just put it on the screen. A lighthouse. I want to be what you saw in me. What do you think?
I think Banksy's a genius.
Yeah.
I think he's fascinating. Mm. I've always thought the stuff around the art is way better than the art. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm looking at the picture.
Mm.
I mean, yeah. It's fine.
It's a lighthouse.
But it's everything around it, isn't it?
Mm.
I see. So I need to explain at home. So there's a sort of bollard.
Yeah.
Which then the shadow of the bollard leads along the path up to the wall, which then turns into the lighthouse. That is quite clever, I suppose. Like that. But, yeah, do you know, I take it back, Banksy, actually.
Yeah, it's quite good.
No, but do you know what I mean? The picture's never, you're never going, wow, that's incredible.
No.
It's everything he does around it. Like the time where it's destroyed itself as soon as it was bought.
It was bought and then shredded, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Genius.
It's meant to be in Marseille. They don't know where it is exactly, but some people are saying it's in Marseille. For
some nerds will know that bollard is in Marseille. They'll go, that bollard type is in Marseille.
Yeah.
Isn't it the bloke from, whatchamacallit?
You want to say Massive Attack?
I want to say Massive
it's
Attack.
It's not him.
Art Attack.
Apparently it's not him.
Yes, Neil Buchanan.
Yeah, Neil and Robert Del Naja from Massive Attack, and it's not him.
It's not him.
No.
Could be in the room right now.
I know.
Could be.
But yeah, if it was anyone, it would be James.
Yeah, absolutely.
I haven't got the...
I couldn't keep a secret.
No, that's true.
I won't tell someone.
No.
Yeah. Especially after a few drinks.
Yeah.
I'd be like, hey, lads, I'm only Banksy.
I'm Banksy.
Get a load of this, guys. You are not going to believe this.
You better sit down for this one.
Guys, gather around.
Yeah. Get a pint then.
Is that why you've always got paint all over you?
Yeah.
You don't know me at all.
You know, I thought I had a night shift. Turns out I'm Banksy.
Yeah. Turns out. Toby, weren't you in Marseille last week?
Yeah.
Yes, I was. I was doing my new Banksy.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
I think the same with James Bond. He's always drinking martinis.
Yeah.
I've never had a martini, I don't think, but I can tell if I had a few of them, I'd be telling everyone in the bar I'm a spy.
Oh, you'd love a martini.
You've never had a martini?
I don't think so. I've had an espresso martini.
No, they're not the same.
You must have had.
Is it the one that's got like olives in it?
You can have a dirty martini.
Don't you look me in the eyes and say dirty martini, young man.
Toby Tarrant. Radio X.
No, I've never martinied.
There's
lots of things that James Bond's done that I haven't done.
No, that's right. There's everything James Bond's done that you haven't done. You're absolutely right.
I've got a list as long as my arm. Honestly, the similarities between me and James Bond are few and far between.
Absolutely.
And I'd say the least of our worries is the fact that I've never had a martini and he has.
Oh.
Right, Friday morning.
You've never played cards against Le Chiffre, have you?
Do you know, never.
Ever.
I've never stopped Russian missiles destroying the world. Not once. This is Kasabian Empire on Radio X.
Too much information. Well, I said you got for a fair. Come out to the back. I said, Johnny, let's go for something. Guess I better sell you now. Guess I better be alive. Singing for your questions, but you stole all my answers. Too much entertainment. Drunk my nights out on the corner. Tell me that you see the ghost. I tell you what to feel the most. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Paramore Ignorance on Radio X. Toby Tarrant here. Good morning. Happy Friday. In for Chris Moyles just for today. He is back on Monday. However, that means I have the honour, nay, the privilege of announcing this. And this is very exciting for me because I've never done this before. So, on Monday, when Chris returns, he is bringing one of the most popular games with him.
The £25,000 box. Radio X.
Yes, the £25,000 box is back on Monday when Chris Moyles returns. Now, regular listeners of the show will know exactly what I'm talking about. If you're new, hello, welcome. What took you so long to find us? Here we are. The £25,000 box is in front of me right now. I'm looking at it, and it is a stunning black box with green lights all around it, and for dramatic effect, it goes up and down on a sort of hydraulic press.
Yeah, yeah. Wow.
Much quicker than last year.
It's about 2 minutes quicker. The last one took forever, didn't it?
Last time it took 75 seconds.
Yeah. That's incredible, James. Yeah.
It's look at it, it's rapid. It's going to go through the ceiling.
Yeah.
So
it's had a makeover, actually. It looks a lot shinier this time.
It does. It all looks very fancy and high-tech. We're obviously going up in the world.
Yeah.
So it's a very, very simple concept. And yet, it could happen in one day.
Mm.
It could go on for months. There was times last year it felt like it was going to. Because there is only one way to open the box, and that is to guess the correct Radio X artist, which is the key to unlock the box. So, you have to name an artist. If it's the artist in the box, then you win £25,000. And last year, it was on day 26.
I think it's Feeder.
You are right.
Yes! Yes!
Oh my God, you guys, I'm so happy. I love you all.
He's so excited. I have no idea what he said.
When we listen back to that clip about 10 times, we have no idea what he said.
I love you all. Brilliant. £25,000. Now, and I genuinely don't know what this is, I'm told that this time there is a slight twist.
Oh.
What's producer James been up to over there? What's he got up his sleeve?
What's the twist, know. James?
I do. But you can find out Monday.
Oh. Now, did you do this last year? I think we should all write down who we think it is.
I did this last year.
And we should put it somewhere.
Yes, yeah. Okay.
For the whole time.
Yeah.
Okay?
I was miles off it last
year. Were you?
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was Feeder last year, wasn't
yes.
it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm going
write
to write...
down who it is. I won't look. We'll put it in an envelope.
Yeah, nice. I need to write down who I think it is and then my name.
Yes.
And then when it's all said and done.
Yes.
Okay, right. Everyone play along.
Okay.
James, not you.
Yeah, you know.
Speaking of, you know, people to ply with martinis and get information out of.
No.
I'm going to go for... No. Oh. I've already written down about three different ones.
Right.
I'm going to go for that.
I've got mine.
Oh, you?
I guess. Do you know when you feel it in your water, don't you?
Yeah.
I'm feeling it.
You should get that looked at, actually. We've talked about this.
Can I give you this,
I've
James?
I've got no faith in mine. Do you know, I woke up this morning thinking it's going to be that, and now I'm panicking.
Look at him. There's no maths to it. You just got to guess who it is.
There you go.
Thank you.
Are you confident with yours?
I'm
really confident.
Are you?
Yeah.
I was until I wrote mine down.
Right.
Okay. Captain, have you done yours?
I already know.
Got
I'm,
you.
I'm in the know.
Ooh.
It's only me and Chris they won't tell.
Yeah, and me.
And you as well.
I wouldn't tell me.
No.
I really wouldn't
tell me.
No. Well, when we launched Radio X Classic Rock,
yeah,
I came into the building. Our boss Devo took me to one side and goes, "Mate, exciting news, we're going to announce it next week.
Mm.
We're launching a new radio station, Radio X Classic Rock." I was like, "That's awesome."
Yeah.
And he goes, "And Cynthia Templeton's going to be doing a daily show." I was like, "I'm a mate, that's amazing. I'm so pleased for Cynthia." He goes, "Don't tell Chris and the team, I haven't told him yet." I went, "Don't worry, I forgot about that in the time that I had to walk up the stairs. I came into the studio, saw you guys, and went, great news about Cynthia." And you went, "Why, what happened?" And then, so absolutely right to not tell me. So yes, the box returns when Chris Moyles returns on Monday with a slight twist, and then it begins. If you name the artist inside the box, you win £25,000.
I think it's Feeder.
You are right.
Yes! Yes!
Yes! Yes, David!
Oh, my God, you guys are so happy. I love you all.
And you too might be shouting on national radio,
the £25,000 box, Radio X.
Oh, and James just returned it to its base as well. Oh, do you know, the only reason
he loves this,
invented this feature, is because you love things like hydraulics.
Yeah. Exactly.
Remotes as
now,
well.
Will there be smoke this time?
Monday, yes.
Monday, there's smoke.
Oh.
James loves that. He's got a smoke button.
Oh, yeah.
The building don't like it.
No, we have to cover up that smoke alarm there. It's really funny.
Well, there we go. Returns on Monday. Looking forward to hearing that.
Mm.
And James gets to play with his hydraulic remote control and his smoke machine. And that's not a euphemism. This is Somber. We've undressed on Radio X. Happy Friday.
You had a dream, you wanted better. You were sick of all the holes in your sweater. You looked to me and wondered whether I was the lamppost to which you were tethered. I'm looking at you and you're looking at me. But the glimmer in your eyes is saying you want to leave. You're saying to me what you're saying.
the Danger Flagpole Sitter on Radio X. It is Friday morning. It is the 30th of May. Hope you're having the most magnificent of weeks so far. And looking forward to your weekend as well. It's meant to be quite nice this weekend, isn't it?
It's meant to be lovely, yeah.
Great. Lovely.
A bit humid today, if you will. But, you know, we'll take it.
Well, you know that really nice spell we had a few weeks ago?
Oh, it's lovely.
I thought that was the most perfect weather I've ever known because really hot during the day, and then when you were sleeping, it was like 9 degrees.
Perfect, wasn't it?
Oh,
it was lovely.
Because last night, a little bit stuffy.
It was a bit muggy, wasn't it?
A little bit.
A bit close.
It was a bit close last night, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how we're going to get from that conversation into what I need to talk about next.
Oh, is it serious now?
Well, James and I had a WhatsApp conversation because he messaged me on Wednesday going, oh, you're covering Chris on Friday. I went, that's right. And he said, we haven't got any guests. And I said, no worries. I'll find some stories to talk about.
That's it.
And then James sent me a story late last night.
Oh.
And I'm going to be honest with you, it's not for the faint-hearted.
Really?
Mm. Mm. Especially in a room full of four fine gentlemen.
Oh.
Yeah. It involves the old...
The old...
The old... Exactly that.
Oh.
A man in Thailand suffered severe blood loss when an 11-foot python bit him on his... while he was using the toilet.
Oh, no.
That is nightmare stuff, isn't it?
Oh, God. Yeah.
He was attacked by the large snake in the bathroom of his home in the east of Bangkok. He reached down, feeling a sudden sharp pain, only to find the python's jaws clamped onto his...
Oh,
my God. There's a photo. Look, it's in the toilet. It's massive.
Oh, my.
It's 11 foot. 11 foot.
Jeez.
Oh, the snake is.
That's two of me or one of the intern.
You forgot his name.
Yes.
So it's genuinely, like, clamped on.
Clamped on.
So what did he...
In a panic, he called out for his wife. She came running in. Saw that and went, where have you been hiding that? He struggled to free himself from the grip of the 11-foot serpent.
Oh, my God.
Now, this is quick thinking, considering, you know, really? I've never had a python bite my...
No.
But I'd imagine...
Not that you know of.
You're in a bit of a tiz.
Yeah.
Well, it'd be hard to tell, wouldn't it?
It would be, wouldn't it?
Where one ends and one begins.
You'd be all over the shop with
before
it,
losing consciousness, he managed to tie a rope around the snake's head and secure it to the bathroom door to prevent it from escaping.
What?
I don't know. I don't even know what he's trying to achieve there. Anyway, he was taken to the hospital. Thankfully, he's okay. He did suffer severe blood loss.
Oh, my God.
It's rank.
Oh, don't show that picture.
Oh, God.